This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Standing there with Eric Crouch. And it is my dead
Sorry,
ball.
Sorry, you're standing or you're crouching?
I am standing.
Yeah, okay, because you just said, you said standing there, but then...
I said with Eric.
And then you crouch. Said crouch. You're telling me to crouch?
You mean like Eric Crouch, the player?
Yeah, the player. This was right. Before he was playing, obviously. You know, this is a dead ball. So we're like little kid. He is like a really little kid. But yeah, the player who, I guess he won the Heisman in like, I want to say 2002.
It's been a minute.
He hasn't won another Heisman since.
And he is kind of holding my elbow so I don't trip. And I am being introduced.
Why are you going to trip?
To
you said
society.
You were just standing there.
Because I'm about to walk. I'm about to do like the walk.
Okay.
And I have my gloves on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm all like done up.
Is it cold?
To be debuted. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry, do you see my problem is that your story doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't see it at all. I've barely told any of it.
It's been like 10, 15 different things that don't track.
No, they all.
And
it's,
when you do
it's
this.
It's only three things. It's me. I'm at my dead ball.
You're okay. You're standing.
And so now we
crouching.
See the jealousy.
It's Eric.
And now we see someone who.
It's the Heisman Trophy. I'm jealous. Hayes, we have a contract. A
who didn't go to Cotillion class. Who didn't go to Cotillion class and thought he should be allowed to.
We are,
have a deb anyway.
A deb.
We are engaged with our audience and there is. A level
this
of trust.
Unbelievable, the jealousy this much later, this many years later, to still be upset.
I don't care. I would at the time, did I care? Of course I wanted to go to Cotillion class. At the time, yeah. I'm so far past that now. I do a show now, actually. And when I do the show, I try to make sure my audience trusts me by being honest. So I don't say I was standing
wasn't
when
allowed,
I was crouching. I don't say I was walking when I was standing.
Class. He wasn't allowed to go because he always had food around his mouth.
Because.
Classic.
Yes, because. And we don't
it
make fun of this
classic.
Kind of thing anymore. I loved food. And that's actually, and now in 2019, we don't make fun of people for that.
It was not,
I loved food.
It was not
I wanted
at all
to have
classic.
It.
I just want to clarify.
No, the foods themselves were not classic foods you would imagine being on someone's face. I
and
could
so,
see having hummus on your face or something, but the stuff I had was rather unusual.
I'm presented. I do my bow.
Yeah.
I go all the way down. Mm-hmm. I basically drop it to the floor and sort of move around a little bit while I'm down there.
You get low.
And I come up.
Are you doing the worm at this point?
I'm doing sort of a worm on my back.
Like a classy
if that makes
back
sense.
Worm. Yeah.
Yes. And society is kind of like, okay, you're a little old. To be here,
uh-huh.
To be doing this, but you can like do the competition stuff anyway, I guess.
It's a competition?
Yeah, there's like a competitive element where
to Debs, as you so casually say.
Yes, if you're, yeah, for the Debs, yes.
When you made your debut.
Yeah. Yes. You have to eat a piece of hay really fast. You have to knock over this goat that has very short legs.
After you take its hay.
Its center yes. of gravity is so low because it's got these short legs. And goats have magnificent balance to begin
yes.
with. And you have to actually knock it over and it has to stay over on its side or on its back mm-hmm. for
wow.
like a three count.
So you have to kind of sweep your leg around it and use your left arm to shove the goat over your leg. And then kind of use your other leg to like pin it down with your foot.
Right.
And
in a dress and gloves.
Yeah, in a dress and gloves and without it getting to the food on your face, yes. Which of course it's very attracted to.
You never covered this? Even when Eric Crouch was there, you were covering this?
I've heard about cow tipping. Goat tipping is new to me.
You see right.
Setting aside
Boy?
The competitive side.
You see Tommy Boy?
The Deb circuit.
Do you see Tommy Boy?
You see Tommy Boy?
Well, who's Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy is sort of an interesting character where he is crazy, I guess.
He's insane.
You never saw this
He's
guy?
Totally out of it.
I have seen Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, now okay. She remembers. Oh, the crazy man. It.
Yes, exactly. He's nuts.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
This is the insider's guide.
Guide
to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Mina is here.
Mina is here, and if I hope I don't get in trouble right off the bat for saying this, to me, you seem nicer.
That was close. I thought there was a second before she left that you might get in trouble.
I thought she was going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I grew up, it was a burden growing up, so I've always had to be extra nice to overcome the baggage,
Mina.
Yeah.
The preconceptions, right, that come with being named Mina.
Mm-hmm.
On-camera personality. She's going around the horn.
They put her in front of the camera.
I don't go around the horn. I'm in one corner of the horn.
Who goes around?
Tony Reale.
He's circling you. You are part of the horn.
He goes around
it. You're one horn section.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the horn is like a phone when you think about it, right? Like
okay, and where
call
is the
phone? A horn,
but phone when? But there's no phone in the show.
Answer the horn.
Answer the horn.
Yeah,
there's
Your
no
horns
phone.
Ringing. We're all on
Mina,
our horns.
I've seen the
these
show.
Days.
There is no phone on the show anywhere.
That's a great point.
Nowhere is there phone.
But probably at commercial break, everyone's on their phones, huh?
That's true.
Isn't it?
Right. Then I'm
this
on.
This is
horn.
What I always find. Yeah, is that when anyone gets any downtime these days.
Just picking
Boom.
Up the horn.
Right, looking at that black
Straight
mirror.
Into it. Yeah. I don't, okay, so I guess since this is like a Hollywood podcast
Big,
and
yeah.
it's all about the secrets
yes,
and inside
yes,
tips.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to say this so early, but Around the Horn is not live, so there are no commercial breaks.
Oh, no.
So when are you looking at your phone?
Yeah.
In between blocks.
Okay, so that's like a commercial break.
Well, not, I mean, I guess so, yeah. It's longer.
It's even longer on your phone.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes I do look at my phone during our live shows.
See how your tweets are doing.
Yeah. I look at my phone and, you know.
Tweets
how
doing
are
good.
My tweets?
Jerry52 in Nebraska is telling me my nose looks like Bird from Sesame Street. And then I'm back on air.
Okay.
With that great energy surging through the confidence boost that I need.
And what's Woody doing? He's getting cleaned up?
He does get a lot of makeup, a lot of touch-ups.
Okay.
So we call him the Biz.
Oh, wow.
Biz.
A little shiny.
So
easy to get shiny out there.
We don't want to talk about this.
Come on. Get real.
Do you have a podcast? We don't want to talk about this either.
Your podcast, say the name of it. Just get it out of the way.
The Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny.
Lenny's a dog.
Lenny's a dog.
Wonder where she got that idea.
Dog on the podcast. Who had that idea?
When did your dog make his podcast debut?
Kevin?
Probably like a year and a half
ago. You don't even say hello anymore?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin where?
Chef Kevin in the booth.
Chef Kevin here.
You said
Chef
this every episode.
I said here.
On
the apron.
You did not.
Yes,
Mina? Did he say here?
Oh, you know. I don't want to. I don't want to.
Jordan,
gang up
you say
Kevin.
Too. What happened?
I don't want to be a part of this.
Me neither.
Thank you, Jordan.
So join the club.
That's Jordan's catchphrase.
It sounds like we launched our dogs simultaneously.
About a year and a half ago?
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But does your dog even contribute to this podcast?
You kidding me? He released a hit single on the show.
He did. And really? He'd chews a bone loudly in the background, as you might be able to hear.
Yeah, he has
He's
merch.
He's crunching on the bone. He has his own merch.
He has a t-shirt.
What?
There's a t-shirt with
what
him.
What was the hit single called?
It's a song he wrote called The Squat Butt Bop Around.
Don't offer Mina the t-shirt. Thank you.
I would like one.
No.
Does he have a voice that he talks in?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does he contribute?
Bring him on. Yeah. Bring him on the show.
Bosh! This is Lenny.
Yeah.
I'm Mina's dog.
What about it?
Wow, and already he's established kind of a position of dominance.
I get to talk on my podcast, weigh in, interact with the guests, give my football takes. What do you get to do?
Yeah, basically whatever I want.
Damn.
So Bosch is a little bit cooler than Lenny, it sounds like.
Lenny was in a commercial. Was Bosch in a commercial? I get emails from SAG. Do you get emails from SAG pestering you?
I'm FICOR. Fido Corps.
Okay, so you are, so yeah, no. Bosch is not really a union guy.
Charlton Heston began FICOR a long time ago for people who wanted to be in the NRA but not in SAG. A little bit of Hollywood history.
Oh. Are dogs in SAG or maybe it's like WAG?
WAG. Ah! And I was only one half second after the two of you.
I don't feel good about anything that just happened.
Does Bosch know anything about football?
Yeah, it's barbaric.
What?
The freaking pigskin.
America's sport.
Yeah, America's freaking concussion factory.
So Bosch is woke.
Bosch is, he's getting there. I mean, unfortunately, in his single he released, the Squat Butt Bop Around,
yeah,
a lot of the lyrics pertain to how sexy the teens at the party were. He was watching dance. Well,
it's interesting, right? We're subverting expectations because Lenny is small and has a high-pitched voice, but he knows a lot about
football.
He grinds tape.
People get hurt.
Just grinds tape nonstop. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Bosch seems like a bit of a yokel, but he's got a rose emoji next to his Twitter, I'm guessing. Hates football. Does he love basketball?
Bosch is in DSA, yes.
Bosch is tweeting, this league, best league.
Best league.
I'm so lucky to watch the NBA.
Everybody gets to friggin' say what they want. Yes. Yeah, he's...
He's not getting a follow from Lenny.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
He didn't have a Twitter account.
Well, somebody did make
one.
Fake.
Somebody did this for Lenny, I hate it.
Fake.
Do you? I'm so anxious that they're going to tweet like problematic stuff.
And from Twitter lets it happen.
On behalf of my dog.
Twitter won't do anything about it.
Because they love, it's just they're getting hits from that.
They've been pretty nice so far. It's at Good Boy Bosch, and they haven't really done anything wrong, but I think they're softening me up for the big blow.
Right. They're Well, they're a massive day of followers.
A couple. How many followers do we think they have? A couple hundred, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
A couple hundred.
It might be triple digits at this point. Yeah. And Engineer Jordan's got her phone out probably to do something else.
Lenny's, it's called Complicit Lenny.
No.
It's a weird ESPN joke where Lenny, I was on the show I do, Highly Questionable, where this old man who's on the show constantly tries to trick me into shaking his hand. Mm-hmm. And he used Lenny as a tool to trick me, to dupe me into doing it. He was like, look at this photo of Lenny. And I reached out for it. And so the old man, Poppy, screamed, Lenny was complicit. So now everybody, Lenny was complicit. Lenny.
Like, and in a way, he's complicit by supporting the NFL and kind of the barbarization of our culture. It's a fun sport.
Bosch.
For a lot of people, it's a way to help their community.
I can't tell if you're doing your voice or Bosch's voice right now, so I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, no, I don't know either.
We don't want to talk about this.
We spend so much time together.
Me and a kind of podcast.
It's a football podcast, if you like football.
Mm-hmm.
Big Little Lies after show.
Tom Brady, the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Oh, no, actually, that's not true. Bosch is a big fan of Blake Bortles. He likes to say that Blake Bortles is the GOAT.
Because he likes
to wind
place.
Me up.
He watches The Good Place.
He's in L.A.
He's really
now.
Sad that it's in
Bortles, the GOAT.
Bortles is in L.A.
The GOAT. Bortles.
Big Little Lies after show.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's real. We are doing this.
Sunday. Well, this is probably not coming out before then, but yes.
It's called Big Little Live.
Yes.
Mm.
Bill Simmons thought of that. That's why he makes the big bucks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons.
And I do an impression of him in my other show sometimes.
Mm. Can I hear it?
No, it's for subscribers only. When is this coming out, Kevin?
July 16th.
We can't move anything around?
No.
She's gonna have been doing this for. It's gonna be over by then.
Yeah, it will be over by then.
Come on, Kevin. Kevin, please.
Kevin, please, Kevin.
I'll see what I can do. I'll ask a few favors.
Kevin, please.
Wow, you guys stack them up months in advance.
Not usually.
No, this is kind of the first time we've been in this situation.
Yeah.
What happened?
Kevin just started cracking the whip in a major way. It's like every day I just get a text that's like, don't forget. Don't forget, you got a podcast today. And I sort of
and
come in
I did forget,
eyed.
And I may never have been told in the first place.
Yeah.
I just come in, a guest is here.
Come in, there's some freak in here. I'm supposed to talk to them about whatever.
Yeah, they don't know me. They hate me.
They hate me.
Kevin.
And I'm not a huge fan of them.
You gonna take this?
I'm fine with it. The show's actually doing the best it's done in a couple years, so this is, I'll take this feedback.
In a couple years. Can't even say best it's ever done.
Since I've started.
It's pathetic.
Well, I hope you can find a way to let this come out a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Talk about some of the mysteries.
Please. And let's do a countdown of some of the biggest little lies they've been telling
and
on
the show.
And
the biggest mystery of all of how they can be so big and so little.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first season, the mystery was, did you guys watch the show?
Uh-huh.
Jordan is enthusiastically nodding.
Martha.
Uh-huh.
Bruceline.
Geraldine.
Jeremiah Geraldine.
Cliffs. Running on bridges.
Yes.
A lot
the
of jogging.
Beach.
You know what's weird about the show? And
no.
I mentioned this on our Twitter show. That why I'm making like, we've established this dog connection. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you're kind what's of
people often go to
a dog
to,
on the show.
I mean, I don't want to box you. No, the weird thing is it's a show about rich white people and there's no dogs.
No dogs.
Huh. So unrealistic.
Doesn't really add up, does it?
No animals?
It's just coastal town.
They're a bird, probably.
Hadn't seen any animals on the show.
What's it, like Montecito?
Okay, I'm sure. I remember, actually, there is a bird.
Montezuma, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when the bird was.
It was on the beach.
Yeah, the bird is flying to catch around.
Him. What episode?
4.
I think you made that up.
Bosch is tired.
Bosch is out of breath. And you gotta wonder. Hey, Kevin,
I would understand why
water.
You have like an investment in like pretending that you have seen the show.
Now I have my Big Little Lies, Big Lies countdown. Mm. Why? Okay, lie number one: Reese Witherspoon's like what? Like supposed to be like 40 with that skin? Are you kidding me? She's lying to me. She looks amazing. Lie number two: Nicole Kidman. What's she supposed to be on the show? In her 40s or something? You kidding me? She looks incredible. Adam Scott, he didn't grow that beard. That's number three. And how old is he supposed to be on that show? What, he's in his 40s? With that skin? You kidding me? He looks incredible. Who else is on the show?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. She looks great. So... why are they lying to me, telling me that all these people are middle to late age when, let's face it, they look amazing?
I never thought of it that way, but you're right. That is the biggest
and
lie.
You can't say that.
Of the show.
You can't.
I can't say it?
And none of the points we're making here, and I can see like in your eyes, like, oh, I can go do that
oh,
on my
good.
Show.
I steal this. I gobble
this
up.
It's time to fill.
I can't say it because I'd be stealing your intellectual property is what
yes.
you're saying.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, this so is I can't. Our... stuff, all okay. this stuff.
Well, now I'm worried. What if you just say something?
What if we stumble into something you were already planning on?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to cover as much ground as possible so that we can make some money off of this.
Are you going
to
sue me?
Interesting. Speaking of getting sued, that you would be doing, this is a Ringer show.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Ringer and ESPN. Kevin, don't take a picture during a podcast. What are you doing?
He just kind of snuck up behind
we're
us.
We're doing a podcast right now.
It was an unusual angle to be even trying to get.
Right.
We have to admit.
I don't like being shot from this end.
No one does.
At least
wrote
ask,
it down.
Kevin. Ask.
Literally the only thing I said to you guys before agreeing to do this podcast.
Don't get this
don't
angle.
Don't shoot me from the sort of side back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And God.
Mina, can I take a photo of you? If it-
it's not on.
Yeah, from the front?
Okay, that was just a haze. You weren't in that. Don't worry.
That, like,
okay.
Side, yeah, that, like, side back. It gets me weird first. Angle. It's funny because whatever angle you tell Kevin not to photograph,
he'll do it.
You're going to look over and there he is.
Mr. Peripheral Vision, just always kind of lurking.
Trying to make us look
back there. And you, so it's a Ringer show, and the Ringer and ESPN are sort of frenemies, much like Martha and Bruce Aline on the show. Talk about this.
Well, Martha and Bruce Aline are not real characters, and similarly to
again,
that dynamic,
with this.
I would not.
Maybe you haven't seen the first episode of the new season.
They're friends with the bird.
It has Meryl Streep, by the way. Speaking of
Meryl
women
Street.
Where the lie is that you're supposed to believe they're one age. And,
and please.
Yeah, notice that Sean didn't mention her.
Yes, she looks, well,
did
and that's,
know?
I'm only going off season one, but now she's here and hello, are you kidding me? Ricky in the Flash? And she's supposed to be this age? Please, this is Ricky from Ricky in the Flash. She looks incredible.
Her most iconic role.
Yeah, number one.
Will she kind of reference it on the show? Maybe someone has a guitar in their house and she'll be like, oh, those days are behind me.
She has to.
Yes.
It's so distracting when you see her and someone doesn't point at a guitar.
Is The Flash a band in the show? Or the movie? The movie, rather?
Must be.
Ricky and The Flash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flash makes sense.
Jordan, is this a band?
Is it a band?
Is it a band?
Yeah. Can you look it up? Or maybe you know.
Jesus! Already. Speaking of The Flash, this camera, it's following me around.
Kevin, go away. Sit down or go away.
I think it's also off-putting because you have a really big camera. It's not like a phone, you know.
It's way too big.
Dude, it's huge.
It's
and
way
he
too
asked,
big.
And he enlarged it.
What are we doing? Is this like, is he like a baseline NBA photographer? Like what is...
Kevin actually
what is the
went,
meaning of this?
He went to a special store and got the camera enlarged. And like he told us that he was doing this because he wanted an even bigger camera.
Jordan was in a band.
Yeah.
Not The Flash.
Was it The Flash?
Or was it The Flash?
No, I was in a punk band.
The Flash is a punk band.
The Flash is punk as hell. The Flash is pure punk rock. They basically don't want the establishment to do anything.
Flash. You were in The Flash. I could tell you were in a punk band because you have a lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the louder laughs.
Yeah. Usually
we've ever gotten.
I've never gotten that from someone for
right,
tattoos.
Everyone who has tattoos is in a punk band. Right?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the one of the commercials that's on about progressive, how having a home makes everyone act like their parents?
Oh, yes.
And then and then she goes, oh, you have a tattoo. How fun. Do you not work?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's a good
that
one.
That one's good.
It's a zinger.
What other
good
ones
delivery.
Do you like?
Yeah, which ones?
The one.
Not yours.
Where the, not, my own commercial. I was thinking the progressive commercials. The one where the husband starts dressing like his dad and acting like an old man, wearing like sweaters and
they're on vacation. And
sort of the premise of all of them
stuff.
A little bit. Yeah. But well, the one where they're on vacation, he's reading the plaque is actually that's a group of friends on a road trip.
These are all progressive, huh?
Yeah. These
if
are
I'm
all,
Flo, I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm.
More like Ice Flo, putting her out on one.
Mm-hmm. But the one where he's dressing like his dad, I think is more your thing of like the Alan McLeod one where he falls asleep for a second at the end of it.
Yes.
And he goes, I'm awake.
Who's Alan McLeod?
He's the guy in the commercial.
The actor? Same?
Yeah, he's the actor, yeah.
You don't meet the people in the other commercials?
You don't go make friends with the commercials? Just reach over from your commercial and shake their hand.
That's why I'm on this podcast, to learn who's in commercials.
Okay, well, the car one has Tim Martin and Josh Simpson.
No, I didn't really mean you wanted to name.
Okay.
And Natalie Palamides is one of Flo's little cronies now. You know how she's got this little crew of...
The latest thing with Flo is that people think she's a maid.
People seem to be thinking that Flo is a maid.
Which, those commercials feel a little problematic.
I agree. They're trying to get her to quit.
They're squeezing her out. They're trying to humiliate her to the point that she actually just throws her apron in the trash and says it's not worth it.
Kevin, don't just look at your camera sulking. It's a bad camera.
Can you define what makes them problematic, though?
Well, okay, so the premise is that she's upset because people think she's a maid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
It's anti-maid.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, exactly.
She should be saying thank you.
Yeah.
or she should, you know,
be going, you don't like that either.
Well, she should say something like, you know, hey, while maids are people too, and
we got it. We're already in the next commercial.
Yeah, it's a time issue.
I've never written a commercial like you guys probably have. So
yeah,
we do. Oh yeah, the hell yeah. I'm always consulting with brands.
Big Little Lies after show.
Yes.
We're going to do one of these.
Big Little Life.
You have to watch it in the studio?
No. Well, I've gotten screeners.
What the heck?
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I should explain what
and
those
are. And are they catching these people?
Right, for Hollywood. Because, again, the premise is people want to learn about Hollywood.
Used to be.
Who are listening.
Scoob Troop.
Scoob Troop, get out of
here. Reassemble. The Scoob Troop is so old now. One last ride for the Scoob Troop.
What's your...
They got to go organize each. They're all showing up in different towns.
I told you I was out. That was 5 years ago.
What's your Twitter show? You said you're thinking about doing one.
It's Big Little Lies after show.
Big Little
it's
Live.
It's called Big Little Lies Live.
Yeah.
And so, screener is you watch it on DVD.
Bigger Little Life.
And you pretend... So now you're going to be watching... Have you already seen it?
I've seen the first episode, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be watching now. Mm. And when I see the after show, are you going to be going like, wow, like pretending that you just watched it with everyone else?
Yes, this is good. Are you trying to trick me when I already know what happened?
The show is called Big Little Lies.
So you are supposed to be doing them as well? Yeah, your show actually omits
you
that.
You got rid of the lies part of it, which seems like you're promising the audience something that I hope you deliver on.
It's not live. Always. Sometimes it'll be live.
The show isn't live?
Some of them are.
Yeah, are you going to take Twitter questions?
It's live to me.
I think some of them will take Twitter questions.
Hmm.
Will you submit some?
Yeah, I'll tweet at you. Are we going to see this Avenue Q production that we were working on in season one?
You saw it in the final episode of season one.
Yeah, but I want to see all of it.
Oh, you want to see it
produced? I want to see top to bottom every single number.
What if the entire second season was just Avenue Q?
Then, okay. Now they're delivering on the promise of the first season.
Season two is Urine Town.
Hamilton.
Hamilton is not, like, pushing it enough.
Spam-a-lot, they could maybe do.
Spam-a-lot is right on the edge.
Cats, still name.
Urine Town is way too gross.
Is Urine Town a real thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Urine Town and Avenue Q were at each other's throats.
Tom Cavanaugh was in it.
I was thinking of Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh my God.
I'm sure he's been in Urinetown as well.
What is the plot of Urinetown?
Everybody's got a freaking piss, right?
It's a town that's like about going pee or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like you're in town.
No. They make.
Or is that the. Is that the are they constantly playing with those two ideas?
Jordan, what's Urinetown?
Jordan, activate Urine Town synopsis.
And the refusal. She gets one refusal to Google every episode.
One refusal every episode.
So the show ends.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like,
I guess it's over. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're showing, like, while they're watching, you're not doing anything.
Sometimes I'll be watching the show live.
Are you in the corner of the show, maybe? Kind of.
What the heck? Who's that?
Eating your popcorn?
There will
or
be
maybe spitting out your soda?
There will be scenes where you'll see someone chasing a bird, and it's me.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
so
wow.
There's the
little
bird.
Easter egg, yes. And that's why you didn't want us to know the bird was in there.
Yeah.
One of the lies revealed.
Kevin, you watch the show?
No. Is it similar to, like, Pretty Little Liar?
No.
That's not what the show's called.
Come on. Although it is.
I think that's a teen show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so is this.
Yeah.
It's... God, your dog.
Yeah, he's actually needs Kevin to take him somewhere or something.
I was going
to
say, he's like panting.
Kevin, you got to do something with this dog. He really needs some attention right now.
Bosch has this like sort of sixth sense of seeing when Kevin is just being dead weight on the show. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'll get him out of here.
Yeah, he's touching you. Hey, man. We got to get this freaking anchor off from around your neck, dude.
Your dog voice is too close to your normal voice. So when you transition, it's kind of confusing.
No one talks to me like that. No one.
Listen.
What's you're in town about? Did you check?
Yeah. It satirizes the legal system, capitalism, social like irresponsibility, Kavanaugh. Corporate mismanagement, municipal politics.
Where's the P?
Yeah, where's good the question. P part?
Yeah. Where is the P, Kevin?
Doesn't say.
In Urinetown, where's the P?
Okay.
Kevin?
So let's do like a dry run.
Yep.
Because we're doing one of these things and mm-hmm. we'll do it before you.
We'll do it right before you, yep.
Okay.
Because we'll do it during the show.
And the show is ending, and what's the end theme song?
Well, I think they just play the same. Well, they do a different song.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
The beginning song is...
Lies are gonna catch up with you, girl.
Yeah.
You told one too many lies this time.
And you're in town.
Okay, I found it. A massive water shortage means the private toilets have been outlawed and the public now have to pay for the privilege to pee.
I really thought you made this up.
Well, I wish.
And it costs money.
I wouldn't be here now.
It really makes you think about a lot of stuff because it's like, if I had to pay money every time I had to pee,
I'd be rich. Think about it.
I'd be holding it in and just making so much dough.
So,
oh, geez.
Sing the final theme song. I bet you thought you'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Didn't you, girl?
You probably thought that we wouldn't get you in a lie.
And, girl. Okay. And three.
So I do like a woman.
Two. Wait, what's
you want us?
Well, I thought if you were going to do like a male folksy song, there's usually like a woman's voice that's like, big. Little. No?
That could be nice. That could be nice.
I just thought it would add a little
it would dress
dimensionality.
It up. Yeah, add some depth to the song.
Okay, just do your part and I'll do mine.
Okay. That one last lie was one too many, girl.
Big, little, medium, little.
And now all the truth is coming from
large.
The
extra
lies,
large,
girl.
Extra large.
So now we have the song. So now it's time for the show. And Kevin, would you take my dog out of the room,
yes.
please? And sometimes you have to be so explicit. his leash is over there if he needs to actually go outside. But maybe he just needs to be in the other studio because it's too overwhelming for him to see all this fun.
Wow. Okay. Welcome to Big Little Lies Live. What an episode. I'm still going crazy.
It's nuts. I'm screaming. And so how did this, talk about Hayes? Can you believe what we saw on the show?
Everyone was being so weird. I didn't like how a lot of their behavior was nuts.
The strange, freaky stuff they said and did made me think, okay, this show is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually turned to you, and Hayes, you can attest to this. At one point in the middle of it, I just said, what?
Everyone was being mental, and there was no sound.
To me...
Why is there no sound?
To me, the show...
This is a new
is
thing.
...is at its strongest when it's... painting a visual story that my mind can fill in. And I think they've embraced that this season by having no sound the whole time and a little, just one caption in the corner that says mute.
Our guest is Mina Kimes. What is this new thing in prestige television, I guess, where there's not allowed to be any sound?
Wait, I'm a guest on your fictional show that's ripping off my show. The material of which I cannot
off.
Use.
It's happening for
your
time.
Yours
hasn't even happened yet.
I just want,
and
okay.
It's first.
And I'm being brought in as.
I'm going to sue you. Go straight to Brett Kavanaugh,
so I don't
who
say,
you already talk shit about.
I don't
so
want to say anything.
He's going to love
he's
that.
He's going to side with us, I think.
Because I won't be able to use it later for your, you know, challenge.
Right. Well, you can't be on the show anyway because you're on ours.
Yeah.
So.
I just had a realization. Did you say the challenge for your dead ball would be eating a piece of hay because your name is Hayes?
No, that was actually a big issue. That was a disadvantage.
A big little issue.
Yes.
Like, hey, jokes.
The part of it was they're like, oh, he's going to be really good at this.
Jordan got it, even if you didn't.
Because his name is Hayes. He's going to, like, really take down this piece of hay.
Right.
But it's this thing where I did put it down really, really fast. I sort of folded it up, but it sort of sprung back out in my mouth and sort of up my nasal cavity and out my nose. And so the goat, of course, sees this and is like,
that's lunch.
Yeah. He's hearing the triangle ding-a-ling-a-ling. You know, it's time, you know.
It was the talking supper. Goat from the Adam Sandler album.
Supper's on.
So he kind of went, lunchtime. And then he dove in.
Yeah. There's no sound on the show.
Yes. Post the film The Artist winning Best Picture, we've seen so many copycats come to the small screen. Do you think it's positive that Big Little Lies has no sound and that really you can't see them most of the time because the screen is so dark?
Have you considered that your TV might just be broken?
I don't own a TV.
Oh, touche.
He comes to my house or we go to the restaurant.
Have you considered that your TV might be broken? Like, maybe since I The don't Artist think came so. Out, it was, it's just been muted.
It was
TVs are really
struck by lightning, so it actually has more electricity than any other TV.
TVs are really complicated these days, so. Like, sometimes I'll
that
watch
I have not seen to be the case.
Just a lot of buttons.
On your TV? Your TV has a lot your of TV buttons has a lot on of it? Buttons. Mine doesn't have any.
It has
I can't
way
find
less than they
any.
Used to.
Well, I just got it. It's new. I got it at Best Buy.
Where are the buttons?
All over. The front, the back, the side, the girth.
The buttons are on the girth buttons. Of the TV.
The undercarriage. There's buttons.
Wow. Can you press? Is there stuff on the screen you can press?
Yeah, that's how TVs work now.
Wow.
This is so weird. I'm on a TV podcast and you guys don't know this.
Can you like press, say Coney Tornheiser is on there.
Yeah.
Can you press his like tie or something and he'll just get a little.
To bring it back to our lies show that you, every time Meryl Streep is on the screen, you can press a button that goes, yes, queen.
Wow, the button goes that? The button goes that.
Yeah.
The button goes, yes, queen.
And she can hear you?
Not only can she hear you, all of the characters can hear you.
They can?
So you can summon them all.
And what do? They just like, they like look out into your house?
Can you put a Ricky filter on it where you press a button and it shows what each cast member would look like if they were a member of The Flash?
It takes a flash photo of you.
Oh, I wouldn't mind
that. How about
that.
This? You can't use this. Ricky and Morty at The Flash. What would that sound
Think
like?
About that.
Go.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, boy.
We got to get this punk band. Brap.
Shut up, Morty.
Crap. Is that really Meryl's most iconic role, or is it Mamma Mia?
She is not Mamma Mia.
Yes, that's
it. Really depends on how you watch
great
it.
Great to keep in mind.
No, it's not. She's not.
She's not Mamma Mia.
She's not okay. Mamma
okay.
Mia.
Okay. What about her extremely iconic role as the Black Widow in Avengers Endgame?
Ah, now we're actually getting
she
into
was really
something.
Good at that. And can I say,
isn't Black Widow married to Colin Jokes?
Happy for Colin Jokes.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to the wedding?
I can't imagine them keeping me out. I am Sean on a mission.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah.
Probably no cell phones.
Sean knows
at that
Colin
wedding,
from the
right?
Lampoon. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Maybe we'll see each other there at the wedding.
Colin Jokes is really one of his cronies.
Yeah, he's one of his cronies who's built my entire career by just handing me whatever I want.
Same.
Yeah, it feels fucking awesome.
He gave me a painting of Michael Jackson for my wedding.
Oh, wow. And that's held funny. Up really well. That only goes up in value.
What was he doing in the painting?
Our wedding was at a global antique store. This is not a bit. I'm just, this is truly true heaven. And there were all these
paintings. A global antique store.
There are all these paintings by African artists of like American pop artists.
Oh.
And so this was a painting by a guy in like Ghana. So it's a painting of Michael dancing. And then there's like lyrics all over the canvas, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And we unwrapped it. And my dog, I've never seen my dog get angrier at an inanimate object than when we unwrapped
it. Wow.
It's not in the house anymore. Sorry, Colin.
Do you?
It's outside.
I think Nick has it in his studio hidden from me because I told him, do not. I don't want this in my house. Sorry, Colin. I still want to go to the wedding.
Mina, your tattoo. Is that so you can remember which Super Bowl you're on and you change it every year?
It's about a punk band I was in. I don't know if you heard earlier. If you have a tattoo, it means you were in a punk band.
Ah, yes. Well, what's the name of the band? The Super Bowl?
Mina and the Flash.
That's really surprising.
Mine's called Ricky and the Bosch.
Who's your favorite one of these guys, these crazy, these freaks on the show?
Nutso, yeah. Maniacs.
Besides Martha.
Running around.
Bruce They're Wayne. So random.
Yeah, talking to each other, mental. Being like, hello.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely these, mental.
Yes. They're chavs.
Absolutely.
It's a tie for me.
Okay.
Between Reese Witherspoon's character and the bird.
Mm-hmm. The okay. Bird. Who's Reese Witherspoon's character?
Her name is Madeline.
Franch.
Franch?
I was guessing.
Who plays Franch?
Who's Franch in this season?
I can't give that away.
Bruce Lee, that is Martha.
That's one of the big mysteries where you, like, who will Franch? Turn out to be Franch?
Bruce Lee, Martha, Franch, and Cupertino are sort of the main two couples that we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And they're tricking one another.
What was the story of the season before?
There's a murder.
There's you don't been know a murder. Who did
it. And then at the end, it's revealed that it's Nicole Kidman's kinda husband everybody. Who's Nicole been abusing Kidsman. Her. Nicole Kidman. Yeah.
Okay.
You know her.
Mm-hmm. She's been abusing. Yes?
No. She's been abused by her husband, who is the person who dies. Mm-hmm. And also raped Shailene Woodley's character and is the father of her kid.
And he's, yes. And
it's all revealed at the very end.
And he's dead.
And he dies at the end, yeah. That's Alexander Skarsgård.
And got killed by everyone.
Zoe Kravitz.
Everyone killed her.
Everyone
yeah.
killed
Well, that's him. What they told the cops, yeah.
Everybody did it.
In a way, you could say that, I suppose.
And in a way, he did it.
To himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have good news.
I want to use that on my show.
We can release the episode June 18th. How's that sound, Mina?
What did you just... You just watched Bosch take a shit.
What?
And that was what came out of this of that experience?
Oh, is that who you had to consult with?
Bosch, yeah.
That's who was keeping you from releasing it?
I kind of don't want this to come out now.
Oh, the
you don't want it to. You don't want it to ever come out?
Because we're mowing the lawn.
My hope is that if it comes out later, I can use the material on my own show and I won't get sued.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's negotiate. What's some of the stuff that you want to use?
What do you want to use?
I really want to use Rick and Morty and The Flash.
It's yes. Ricky and Morty
Ricky
and The
and
Flash.
Ricky and Morty and The Flash.
Whatever.
Rick, don't shoot me with the lasers. Brap, I gotta shoot you, Morty. You're messing up my aim. The Flash.
So I'd like to use that, obviously.
You gotta. Yeah.
Okay.
The Flash is playing an Elvis cover, and Adam Scott's lip-syncing to it at the big talent show right before Andrew Sarsgaard falls off the cliff.
It's Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, they're all the same. They're all Skarsgårds.
That's what happened? He fell off the cliff?
Stellan Skarsgård.
Let his Skarsgård down. Actually, Nicole Kidsman is going to play a huge role in season two. Different from season one.
What?
I'm trying to give a teaser.
Nicole.
She's going to play somebody else?
Nicole Woodsman.
Woodsman? You'll see.
Snow White and the Kidsman.
Was she in the Snow White movie?
Damn. She should have been. That skin.
The Skarsgård, one of them is it.
Oh, his brother plays it.
Yes.
The clown.
Could be interesting to get him to come to be part of season two.
He's it.
Meryl Streep is his mom in season two.
Meryl Streep is its mom. This is what I meant to believe.
That is her name.
And her name is That.
She wears fake teeth in the show, too, which is crazy.
Oh, damn.
Are you allowed to say that?
She's in the trailer, so you can see the fake teeth.
Anytime that I see any movie with my mother-in-law where one of the characters has, like, a fake teeth or a wig or something, and we walk out, if it's, like, a buzzy movie, she goes, well, someone should give an award nomination to those teeth. My God.
Take Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, if she went to Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah. She'd go, well, I'll tell you, they ought to give an Oscar award to those teeth. And I love her dearly, but it is very predictable that it will happen. What do I say about it? I go like, oh, yeah, fake teeth. Yeah, they had teeth on. What are you, let's grab a bite, huh?
What are they doing now? They're killing someone else now?
Meryl Streep, who's the mother of that guy.
She's coming.
Is in town, and she knows.
She knows everything.
There's a lot of lies, both big and little, circulating in the town of Montezuma.
Okay, now she's coming to...
Uncover the lies.
Okay, and she's essentially Bosch.
And the truth coming out is Montezuma's revenge. Is that correct?
Don't give away the whole
thing. Well, I'm just saying, if the truth comes out, Montezuma would effectively be able to take its revenge.
Meryl Streep is Bosch.
She's Detective Bosch. Okay, well, they've killed the wrong guy. Bosch is, his mom is Bosch?
Is your dog that really named mistake. After Detective Bosch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because I like it.
Like, it, does your dog have
he likes his show, he likes the dog.
Qualities?
He has some similar qualities.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, he was sort of born in a shelter because... his mother was a prostitute.
Like Bosch.
Not unlike Bosch.
Anything else?
And she was abandoned by society.
Mm-hmm.
He spends all his days. Well, he's in Los Angeles. He's detecting things all the time.
He's killed a bunch of people.
Wait, Bosch is...
always justified.
Yeah.
Bosch kills people in the show?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Opening of season one. Blammo.
Wow. It's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this season he's killing people on freaking plane. Nuts. Throws one of them off the plane. See ya. The guy on the way down. Damn, Bosch.
What percentage of people think he's named after Chris Bosch?
Small percentage.
Small percentage.
It's pretty rare that people say, like, Chris Bosch. My one insane Miami Heat fan friend.
Yeah.
Usually people will not have any association with it, or they'll say, like, the washing machine or something, because it's a appliance company also named Bosch.
They make, like, yeah, dishwashers and stuff.
Didn't know that.
Sometimes people say, like, the TV show, and then... a smaller percentage of them will know that the TV show is based on a series of books.
Wow.
I said like the painter. Like the
painter. The painter comes up. Yes.
Hieronymus Bosch.
Occasionally someone will be classy. And then we'll say, well, he's named after the detective, but the detective is named after the
also,
painter.
Also, his name, the detective's name is Hieronymus Bosch.
Yes.
And that is in true. The show.
In the show.
The detective's name is Hieronymus.
And in the book.
Hieronymus.
His name is, yeah. Everybody calls him Harry
quotation
Bosch.
Marks. But, Harry. Quotation marks, Bosch.
The implication being that he's like complicated and smart and...
Well, that's what his name is. Is kind of the implication of that.
I like the idea of having a dog whose name can be interpreted a number of different ways, and it allows you to immediately gauge who you're dealing with.
Well, Bosch, Hieronymus Bosch, the detective, has looked into the mouth of hell so that others among us don't have to. And he's come back to show us what really matters.
Your dog is named after Lenny Bruce, of course. Our biggest inspiration.
Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
The funniest person who ever lived.
And one of the last great white comedians to use racial slurs.
I just picked
without up. Getting, you know, in trouble.
And, well, he did get in trouble, but not for that.
Well, yes.
Is he canceled?
Is Lenny Bruce canceled?
Lenny Bruce canceled?
Yeah, by the police.
Yeah, by the freaking courts.
What did he do?
He said nipple in
did
public.
He not, did he do anything? Because I just, we had his book laying around.
He said
and
porno
I
stuff.
Read mm-hmm. like 20 pages and they're beautifully written.
Wow.
But then I don't know anything about his life. Now
what's his book?
He went insane.
Should I unread those pages?
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get zapped by the Men in Black International. I don't mm-hmm. make the rules.
You got
to
neuralize yourself Chris Hemsworth in Men in Black International.
Not named after Lenny Bruce.
Who's he named after?
Of course. He's named after Lenny Clark, the Boston stand-up and buddy to Dennis Leary.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him from The Job, Rescue Me. He used to drive a freaking bus for crying out loud. And now he's your dog.
Keep guessing.
Lenny Riefenstahl.
He's freaking of Nailed Mice and it. Men. He's freaking crushing buddies.
Nope.
Hmm. The band Len.
Oh, Lena Dunham's newsletter. Your dog is the original Lenny letter.
I'm still so angry about that. The band Len.
That they did it better. They're named after the band Len. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steal My Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Steal My Sunshine. We call him Len. And he has a lot of nicknames, like Not All Len.
Do you remember Len's Not album All name? Len.
No.
Can't Fight the Bum Rush.
That's right.
Or Can't Stop the Bum Rush. It's one of the two.
Yeah. I think it's Stop.
Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
Leonard Part 6.
Does Len have a song other than Can't Steal My Sunshine?
They had a whole album.
That song know. Was Yes, You Can Steal My Sunshine. Wait, the album is Can't Stop the Bum Rush.
Steal My Sunshine, Cryptic Souls Crew, Man of the Year. It is Can't Stop the Bum Rush. I wish I hadn't said Can't Fight first. Hot Rod Monster Jam, Cold Chillin'. I mean, these people were doing everything. Oh, whoa. Song number 10 is named Big Meanie. Song number 9 is called Cheeky Bugger.
Who's going to stop reading these titles? Is he going to be on the show?
Len?
Yes.
Leonard Cohen.
At some point, but he's not, although he has been a star in
an
ESPN commercial. No, that's happening on the actual show, not on our. There's no birds on the Twitter show.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay, yeah, except that Twitter bird.
That, it's true. I didn't think about that.
The bird is going to be there.
There's always a word there.
What if someone does a tweet with an arrow pointing up that's like, this sucks, and it ends up right under yours in my feed?
Yeah.
What if that happens?
That happens to me a lot already. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone can do that.
Yeah, she sucks.
No, but it's not. It doesn't even have to be a reply, Mina. This is what's so dangerous. There's like a Joker type person who can just post a normal tweet that says this sucks and has an arrow pointing up, and whatever's
above
is above it
is now
sucks.
A full-on victim of sucking.
But what if, hear me out, you do another tweet right below that tweet that says this sucks, thus nullifying.
I don't think you'll have
Wait,
time.
Is it pointing up or down?
Pointing up.
Okay, so you're passing it up. Why don't you just block it and be like, this tweet blocks any,
but then you have the space in between where it says, like, this was tweeted by someone you blocked. It doesn't just disappear.
Yeah, you're the only person who doesn't see it.
And also, what if it's complicit Lenny tweet who's tweeting above, this sucks? And then in that case, your own fucking dog saying that your shit sucks.
That's my fear.
You can't block it.
You should do one below, right below yours that says, this is a mirror.
Oh shit. Right. Like whatever you say, yes. That old trick. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm rubber, you're glue, or.
Or not, it's not that. This one is saying this is a mirror. And so you're saying what you're looking at is you, and you are the one who sucks.
Oh, shit.
Not Amir Blumenfeld, although he is on my feed an unfortunate amount.
I never thought about that as a fight back strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I did a Twitter show for the NFL draft, there were commenters in there spoiling mm-hmm. the Avengers, which I did not like.
Wow.
No.
What'd they say?
You know, the Black Widow kills everyone.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Role.
Meryl Streep, yeah, as the Black Widow. Mm-hmm. That's the true end game.
She's kicking everyone to death.
Hope I get invited to her wedding.
Meryl's?
It's not too late.
You probably get invited to her daughter's wedding.
Mamie Gummer.
Mamie Gummer.
You could probably go to Mamie's.
Yeah. Do you know Mamie?
I don't, but she's dating.
The hashtag would be Summer of Gummer.
Then it has to be in the summer.
When do you want it to be? Yeah. You want Mamie Gummer's wedding to be in like the
dead of winter?
Yeah.
What about hashtag Gum and Gummer?
Okay,
she has to marry
a gum heir.
She has to marry
like Mr. Wrigley.
James Gum, the killer.
But what if she did marry a Wrigley and then had hashtag Gum and Gummer? That would be incredible.
I'd like it. If she was marrying Bazooka Joe, if she marries Bazooka Joe and the hashtag is Gum and Gummer, even more. Yeah, they just have to be connected in some way.
And she, instead of pulling up the bride's veil, she pulls down Mort's turtleneck collar for the big kiss.
What if she married? What if the hashtag is Joe the Gummer?
Like,
and she's marrying Joe the Plumber from during the elections.
That is a throwback.
That could be pretty sick, huh?
Not on this show. It's not really.
No, we bring it up all the time.
Joe the Plumber.
We don't want to forget our history.
Did he ever get?
Or
he
we'll
ran
be
for
doomed
office,
to repeat it,
right? Mm-hmm. Ken Bone is the one.
Ken
who got,
Bone's his running mate.
But Ken Bone got milkshake ducked, mm-hmm. right? Because people found all of his like Reddit porn comments or something.
Yeah. Oh, so he likes pregnant women. Oh, very offensive.
Oh, yeah. It's really, that hurts my feelings.
Give life to everybody.
I was upset because for Halloween, I dressed Lenny as Len Bone.
Oh.
Because I owned a red sweater already.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
And then Lenny got canceled.
That sucks.
I know.
Lenny, dude.
Damn, dude. Oh,
who's
no.
Lenny named after?
Who's he named after?
You keep guessing.
We've done so many.
Man, it's been a lot of them.
It's a mix of Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz?
Jesus. This is like what your show's like, huh? It's a lot of you going like, it's actually similar to our show where you like say a name wrong and then you kind of chuckle about it.
His daughter's on Big Little Lies.
Yeah, so that's got to be a problem for you.
Mm-hmm. Right, Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz. She's good on it. I used to see her
she's
around.
Good on it. Okay, she killed somebody. Good. Really sounds good.
Good at acting. Good at acting.
Mm-hmm.
She's very small.
Well, she's with Reese's ex.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Zoe. On the show.
Oh, on the show. I thought you meant in real life.
Has not seen it.
Hasn't seen it. That's the idea of the show.
An undisguised moment of
and it's
purest
just one of those
confusion.
Nightmare situations exposed. Where your ex is dating Zoe Kravitz and she's sort of earth mothery like yoga instructor and going like, hey, let's all just have good vibes. And you're going like, I don't exactly want to have good vibes with my ex's new girlfriend.
Classic.
It's
now that
dude.
Is classic.
And that's classic. Not the food I had on my face. The food I had on my face was quite unusual.
It's a mix of Lenny Kravitz and who? Did you see when his whole dick came out?
Yeah, out of his jeans. His fucking wang came out of his jeans.
Well, my Lenny's wang is always out as well.
Okay, so that's something they have in common.
Lenny Dykstra. Yeah.
Bosch could maybe
Lenny
bond over that.
Dykstra.
Nails, baby.
Financial advisor.
This is a Nick thing. I'm not going to apologize.
So you submitted
it.
Lenny Kravitz. That's your
no,
portion
that
of it.
That was also a Nick thing.
Okay.
Basically, I just wanted Nick is my husband. To stop suggesting weird names. Mm. So I tried to choose a normal dog name that resonated with figures who were important in his life.
What was he suggesting?
Just dumb shit.
Oh, yeah. Just what kind of stuff? Names
I just
of like crazy
dumb
buildings
shit.
And stuff?
Dumb shit?
Dumb shit? He gonna name the dog dumb shit?
That's why we went with Lenny.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Boosh.
Nick.
You know, Bosch is a tough dog name because usually you want it to be two syllables.
Why?
Fuck off.
Because if it's the one syllable, it sounds like... So a lot of dog commands are one syllable.
Unfortunately, nobody talks to him like that.
Until today.
What the fuck?
I guess you really were mean after all. This shit, unbelievable. Bye. I have you on my show.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.